This is Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. When the Spanish flu killed millions in 1918, it was spread in part by international travelers, soldiers who were returning home to the U.S. from Europe after World War I. In fact, that flu pandemic caused more deaths than the war itself. 90 years later, researchers at the Indiana University School of Informatics have developed a model that would predict how a modern-day pandemic of avian influenza or bird flu would make its way around the world via air travelers.
Today, a person can get a flight and then travel from one part of the globe to the other corner of the globe in half a day.
Vittoria Kulitsa is a visiting professor of informatics at IU. She participated in the study.
Well, what we wanted to understand was what could be our best strategy to defend against a pandemic influenza. So the idea would be that, of course, a virus could easily spread from one place to another just thanks to people who carry the infection and get a flight and so bring the infection in another place that could eventually start an outbreak in a different place of the world.
The mathematical calculation had to take into account several variables. How strong would the virus be? How quickly would it spread? Second, how likely would it be that an infected person would get onto an airplane and travel to another country? And finally, what would the chances be that such an infected traveler would end up spreading the virus in the new location? I asked how long it would take for a virus that began in China to make its way to the U.S.
Well, in that case, for example, if it starts in Asia, it would arrive in North America more or less after 2 or 3 months.
That sounds like a pretty long time considering that you could fly around the world in a very short period of time.
Yes, that's exact. But the point is that several different, time scales are associated to the process.
The first analysis looked at how well travel restrictions would work in slowing down a pandemic spread. The answer? Not too well. For one thing, limits on air travel could have a devastating impact on the international economy. Plus, it would be like closing the barn door after the horse has escaped.
It could be too late, in the sense that as soon as we realize that there is an outbreak of influenza, it might be too late and there might be already people who have already traveled, who have already carried the virus in other places. And in that case, that could lead to eventually other outbreaks and additional outbreaks in other regions. Then after that, we tested in the simulations different other intervention strategies based on the use of medicines to cure sick individuals. And in that case, we found that medicines could be extremely effective and efficient in slowing down the disease and also strongly reducing the impact that the pandemic would have on the population, so reducing the number of cases of a big amount.
Then the researchers looked at other methods to control a pandemic, starting with the way flu medicines are distributed. Right now, wealthy and mostly Western countries have stockpiles that might be adequate to protect that nation's population.
Let's say Western countries and wealthy countries in general have this possibility, while many others do not.
But in a global environment, flu virus doesn't respect national borders. The model that researchers say has the most likelihood of working is one that involves international cooperation. Wealthy countries sharing a small percentage, say 5 to 10% of their stockpile, to international relief organizations, which would then send it to the site of an outbreak.
This would be beneficial not only for the recipients, so for the countries which would be given resources, but also for the donors. So the idea of defending a single country population within the borders is not efficient anymore when we can import actually infected cases from abroad as well as infected people could travel out of the country.
The researchers say their results suggest that the World Health Organization needs to implement an international cooperation strategy to protect the entire globe, not just individual countries, from the possibility of a pandemic. The study was published in the journal Public Library of Science Medicine. We've put a link to it on our website. You can find it by going to soundmedicine.iu.edu.